The committee assignments were handed down this week in the Missouri Senate. And Senator, you have yours along with your colleagues.
I do. And that's one of the first things we have to do up here. If we hear any bills, we have to have committees. And this being election year, new senators, new representatives. So committee makeups are a little bit new. And assignments were handed out this week. I was very pleased. Last year, I was the first freshman or the only freshman to get a committee assigned to me. And this year, apparently leadership thought I did a reasonably good job. And they then made me chairman once again of the same committee. The committee deals with governmental accountability and fiscal oversight. So any bill that has over $100,000 in state funds over a three-year period gets referred to this committee to where we look at the actual cost of the bill and whether or not we can afford it. Committee has some pretty good powers, too. We can subpoena people in. We can call hearings. We can do some different things on different subjects. If we see a place, a void place, or legislation needs to be filled, we have the ability to do that in that committee. So it's a good committee. I got great members. There's 7 on it last year. There'll be 8 on it this year. And great members. Last year, I got it in midterm of the second year due to a person quitting the Senate and someone else moving up. And so I was a little bit unfamiliar with the committee, ran it fine. A lot of things happened towards the end of the year. We handled it just fine. But this year, it's a whole lot easier just to go into it early in the year and get our feet on the ground real well. And committee members, like I said, easy to work with, good people on both sides of the aisle.
That's a panel, like you say, with some pull, as it were, and definitely in terms of the bills that you look at, those are the bills that are not budget bills, but are bills that include spending.
Yeah, yep. And dollars, I mean, that's the people's dollars, not mine, and so trying to look out for them best we can and see what we can do. I was put back on commerce, consumer protection, energy, and environment, and that's a big one for our area and a big one going on now with, of course, the cyber that we all have out there, all the internet service and everything like that. So that's a big one. Deals with the energy. The co-ops like me on there, and I represent their interests real well, and the co-ops take good care of the people back home, so that's a good thing. Put back on financial and governmental organizations and elections. Deals with anybody with a license in the state of Missouri, so barbers, beautician, doctors, we deal with them. Elections, of course, is a big thing. And then financial, which I was chair of banking in the House for 6 years, and so I handle a lot of the banking issues. Interesting, one of the bills I passed last year dealt with patent trolls. Long, complicated thing, but got it through just fine. But I noticed this week that the United States Congress said that was one of their 4 most important issues this year was dealing with patent trolls. So we in Missouri have already dealt with it and are ahead of the game. So that made me feel good to know that we were doing that. That's a good thing. Also put on veterans and health care, and that's always a handful this year. And we passed an unbelievable amount of bills for veterans, and I don't regret any of them that we passed. They've been good. Wish we could pass some more, but we do try and take best care of our veterans that we can. And then the health care, of course, is a big issue, so we deal with that every year. So they're interesting committees, and you don't fall asleep in those committees. You better stay alert and know what's going on. It takes a lot of preparation, and I consider it a real privilege to be able to serve on those committees. They're good committees, good chairman, good goals.
How do you get these assignments? Do you put in requests or?
No, I didn't request anything. The easy thing is to not have any because it doesn't pay any more money. You know, I don't really know what it does for you other than create a lot more work. But leadership does that. The pro tem and then the floor leader has some say so, but the pro tem's the one that makes the appointments. And he'll confer with other leadership people. And they'll go back and look at your past and see that I had 6 years in the House running that committee and with no conflicts, got along with both parties. And then also, I was being vice chair of professional reg, Senator Wasson's wife had some health issues last year. He had to miss quite a few meetings, and I ran that committee, and I think it turned out satisfactory for everybody. So turned out well. I'm a very blessed person. Things go well for me.
All these committees, of course, hear the legislation before it's debated on the Senate floor. Any particular legislation you're looking at, be it someone else's or that you're sponsoring, that you've got an eye on early on here?
I've got several pieces I've introduced. We'll maybe talk about them later. The process, a lot of people don't understand it with the committees. When a bill's introduced, then it gets referred to committee. It can be introduced in the House or the Senate and referred to committee. And then once it goes to the other side of the Capitol here, the House or the Senate here, a House bill, then we also refer it to committee. And then also then being the financial part of it, it will be referred back to the committee whenever they see the true physical note of that bill. We can discuss the others later as I kind of get feet on the ground, but stuff at home, the sheriff of Ozark County and several of the sheriffs have asked me to introduce some stuff. And so we'll be looking at that and keeping the people informed.